Do you have the next case, John?
Yep.
Is it gonna be lengthy?
Not on our part.
Well, we take that one, see where we're at.
Next case on the docket is case 3499, on a motion of the commission to consider the application of Nance Petroleum Corporation for an order permitting the drilling of wells approximate centers in the southwest and northeast and the west, northwest, southeast of section 26, township 140 north, range 96 west, Stark County, North Dakota, as an exception to the spacing requirements in the Dickinson Field, and further designating the north half and south half of said section 26 as the spacing units for the Dickinson Heat Pool. Would all those who wish to testify in case 3499 please rise and take the oath? Do you promise to tell the truth, the matter about to be heard?
I do.
Mr. Examiner, my name is John Morrison, Post Office Box 2798, Bismarck, North Dakota. Hearing this matter, case number 3499, on behalf of the Nance Petroleum Corporation. This is an application for exception locations in the Dickinson Pool, Dickinson Heath Pool, I believe. And we have one witness to present. Would you state your name and your business address for the record, please, Alan?
My name is Alan Hill. My address is Suite 500, 550 North 31st Street, Billings, Montana. I'm a geologist with Nance Petroleum.
In that capacity, have you previously appeared before this commission as an expert witness and had your qualifications as such accepted?
Yes, I have.
Have you also made a thorough study review of all relevant matters relating to this particular exception location in preparation for the hearing today?
Yes.
Based upon your study and review, have you prepared certain exhibits to use in your testimony?
Yes, I have.
And have those exhibits all been prepared either by yourself or under control and supervision?
Yes, they have been.
Offer the further testimony, Mr. Hill, as an expert witness.
Proceed.
Alan, why don't we turn first to Exhibit A, and I'll have you identify this exhibit and discuss what is depicted upon it.
Exhibit A is a portion of a topographic sheet depicting the area of Section 26, Township 140 North, Range 96 West, in Stark County, North Dakota, immediately northeast of the town of, or the city of Dickinson. This topographic sheet shows our proposed two locations that we are requesting in this case today. It also shows in the northwest quarter section of Section 26, a residential subdivision.
Okay, and on the map in the northwest quarter, the horizontal lines are streets, is that correct?
Yes, they are, with houses. It's mostly a developed subdivision and encompassing the entire northwest quarter section.
Now, in your opinion, does the presence of this subdivision create surface problems with placing a well in the northwest quarter?
Yes, attempts to place a well in the northwest quarter section would be prohibited by the subdivision itself, except by directional drilling from outside the subdivision.
Now, in the Dickinson Heath pools, wells are currently required to be in the southwest and the northwest, and the southwest and the southeast, is that correct?
Yes, it's the rules establishing Dickinson Field have established a pattern drilling requirement.
And this particular area is not within the field itself, but is within the buffers over the field, is that correct?
Right. We are immediately adjoining the current south edge of the field.
Okay, why don't we go on then to the next exhibit.
While you're on that exhibit, what is the black line that runs north-south just west of the section line?
Okay, you're talking about the one that's on the east side of the section. Okay, that is a graphic problem. It's a splice joint between two topo sheets.
Okay.
And then let's continue on to Exhibit B, and I'll have you identify that exhibit with you, please.
Exhibit B is a leasehold plat for Section 26 of Township 140 North, Range 96 West, and it depicts the acreage leasehold position of Nance Petroleum in that said section.
Now, does Nance also have contractual agreements with certain other working interest owners in there?
Yes, we have come to agreements with both BWAB and Hemlock and Payne for the areas involved in the proposed drilling program.
So basically, you're you have some type of agreement with everybody except the Mosier interest in the southwest quarter.
That is correct, and we are in communications with Mr. Mosier to put together an agreement.
And currently, the status of that is an unleased mineral interest?
Yes.
Okay. Then let's turn on to exhibit number C. I'll have you identify that exhibit with you, please.
Exhibit C is a geologic interpretation that I prepared for this prospect. And what I have done is we have structure map here with contours, 25-foot contours, on the top of the Tyler or the, if you will, the Heath stratigraphic marker bed, showing a north-trending structural nose across or through section 26. Superimposed upon this is a net sand map of the Tyler B sand, which is one of the producing sand bodies within Dickinson Field itself, showing that we have interpreted a discrete sand body or sand bar that is draped across and up the structural nose.
Okay, in your opinion, would a well drilled at a legal location in the south half of section 26, which would be in the southwest of the southeast quarter, be at a structural or stratigraphic disadvantage?
I believe, based on the data that we've got right now, that there would be some risk that we might, at the legal location, be drilling at the updip edge of the mapped sand body. And it would entail a significant geologic risk to the prospect.
Now, are both of your locations in excess of 660 feet from the spacing of your lines?
Yes, they are. They're both in excess of 660 from the east-west section boundary line.
And are the two wells also more than 1,980 feet apart?
They are, in fact, approximately 1,760 feet apart from the proposed well sites.
Okay. You're also asking that the commission establish north and south half spacing units in this particular section, is that correct?
Yes, we feel at this time, given the limited data that we have, that 320-acre units should be established, and it's our proposal recommendation that they be established as a lay-down units.
Now, 320 acres is the present spacing for the Dickinson Heath pool, is that correct?
Yes, under some of the previous orders issued by the commission, it is on 320s, though it has been modified in certain portions of the field itself.
And will your two locations in 26 also conform to the diagonal rules of the commission relating to designation of spacing units?
Yes, the both wells would be in compliance with that rule.
Then in conclusion, is it your opinion that topographic or surface conditions in the area substantially add to the burden of drilling a well at a legal location in the northwest quarter of section 26?
Yes, it would be a very significant economic burden to drill a directional hole.
And further, due to the structural conditions in the area and stratigraphic conditions, in your opinion, does your company run a substantially greater risk of achieving a non-commercial well if drilled at a legal location in the southeast quarter?
That is correct.
In your opinion, will the requested exception locations protect relative rights and prevent waste?
Yes, it would be.
I have no further questions. We would offer our exhibits at this time.
Exhibits are received. Are there any questions? Alan, do you feel that these wells will drain 320 acres?
Given the subtle nature of the reservoirs, these thin sands, and the variability of permeability, relative permeability to the from drill site to drill site, I think that in some cases they will drain 320. In other cases, they will not sufficiently drain 320. And it's I think what you're leading to is asking whether we would go down to 160s or propose 160s.
Yes, your area is actually in a buffer zone of the new Davis Buttes field, which was spaced 160 here.
very recently, looking at the Dickinson Field all over, space 320, after it was unitized, much of it was infill drilled on 160-acre spacing, which would indicate to me that they don't believe that those wells were draining 320 acres.
Yes, I concur with you. Reason for leaving it on 320s at this point in time is because the buffer zone was created by a commission order and specifically stated 320 acres. While the field was modified, the buffer zone itself was not addressed in those subsequent orders. And so we are, I think what we were looking at is that until we have established production and we have some engineering facts to evaluate, I think we would like to leave it on 320s. Subsequent to the successful drilling of this prospect, I'm sure our engineers would, at the time of the temporary spacing, would be better prepared to address the proper spacing or proper unit size for these individual wells. And obviously, depending on performance of the wells, we would seriously consider either going to 160s or requesting a second well on the 320s.
But the mineral interests are different in the west half and the east half of 26, is that correct?
To some extent, yes. The in the mineral interest here, you notice that there is BWEB has a common interest in both the east half and the northwest. So there are some common mineral interests, there are some difference.
That's working interest, but I'm talking about the
mineral owners, minerals. There would be both common mineral owners and different mineral owners for the, depending on whether we're talking 160s or 320s.
And so if it were spaced on 320s, the only way to protect those mineral interests would be to drill a second well on a spacing unit. If the mineral interests were different in the east half and west half, if the wells come in different, you still wouldn't be protecting the mineral interest.
I think by going to the larger unit, we are going to protect the correlative rights by having a larger unit to start off with.
If the reservoir quality is different, though, in the different quarters, and you have different mineral interests, drilling the second well isn't going to protect the mineral interest in the quarter that has a better reservoir.
I can't address that. I don't have production, so I don't know whether we have established production in this area or not. I'd like to leave that until we have established production.
But once you set up a 320 acre spacing unit, you can't split it up into two 160s.
There is tremendous variability from well to well within Dickinson Field as far as production goes. And that is dependent upon the reservoir at the drill site. I have no way of predicting at this time which drill site would be the more productive unit.
But it seems to me if you have this variability and with the experience in the Dickinson Field where they infill drill to 160 to produce more oil, that 160-acre spacing would be more appropriate for section 26.
Kelly, you know, I think at the present time we're not talking about a drilled well, we're talking about plans to drill a well. There is spacing established on 320-acre spacing and it's in the buffer zone, and you know, I guess under the customary rules, they're entitled to drill in the buffer zone, and if they feel after that it's not in that pool.
This well is also in the buffer zone of the Davis Butte field, which is spaced 160.
No, it's my understanding also that in the past practices, basically an operator, when you have a situation falling in the buffer zone between two fields, you're entitled to pick and choose which one you feel most likely the well will fall into, which can be subject to change admittedly after the well has been drilled and after you have the results of drilling. You know, I think also the witness, he indicated that these are legal locations also on 160-acre spacing. And so after the wells would be drilled, if Nance as the operator or any other interested party, be it a working interest or royalty interest owner, felt that 160-acre spacing should be established, they would have opportunity to make application to the commission, and that would include the royalty owners or anybody else, to establish 160-acre spacing either as a new field or as part of the, what, Davis Butte, is that the name of the other field?
Is the well in the northeast quarter going to be the first well drilled?
Yes, that's our proposed first well location.
So that is a legal location for North Hammond?
Yes, it would be.
The well in the northeast quarter, the north half, the legal location is the northwest quarter.
No, it's 320.
The northwest quarter. These quarters are the quarters that you're.
That's what we're requesting to be changed.
I think what you were saying is a legal location under typical 320-acre spacing, but in here it's an exception because of the designated quarter-to-quarter locations.
Alan, if the commission were to approve your proposed locations, would Nance have any problem with going to a closed system in their drilling program if, based on a surface inspection, we felt we had some concern with regard to superficial waters?
We would have to, I really can't address this, we would have to evaluate the financial impact of that type of a system on the economics of the program. We would have to go back to our partners and ask them to reevaluate their commitment.
I guess my reason for the question there is, with reference to your location in the northeast quarter of 26 there, it looks to me like we're within a quarter mile of some of that residential development area there.
Yes, we would be probably within a quarter of a mile. I don't know the exact footage to the nearest inhabited dwelling. That information would be provided the commission when we actually staked and surveyed the proposed location.
Yeah, Mr. Hill, you stated that you could always protect the correlative rights of the parties in the northwest quarter of 26 if we did grant the north half spacing unit, and if this well would not drain 320-acre spacing by drilling another well. But you stated earlier that you couldn't drill in the northwest 26, is that correct?
You couldn't set your well site, your drilling rig, up in the northwest. You would have to directionally drill in from some other outside location.
And if we required a 1,650-foot distance between these two wells, do you think that you could feasibly directionally drill a well?
It's the directionally drilling would be, you would have to set up outside the subdivision. You'd have to choose your location for the rig such that it minimized your offsetting requirements for your directional drill. It'd still meet the requirements for the...
Yes. I realize that, but do you think that another well would ever be drilled?
I don't know. It would depend on what we found with the first or second wells drilled out there as far as the economics.
The well to the north in section 23 and the southwest or the southeast, that's a dry hole.
That's correct.
Right? Okay, and does the field boundary of Dickinson come, is it all of 23 included in it?
I believe it does go to, I don't know. I believe it does go down and take in the southwest of 23, and I'm not sure whether it takes the southeast of the 23 into the unit or not.
So in a sense, this well here, this dry hole, would indicate that it is not part of the Dickinson field, and it should be in the buffer of the Davis Butte field.
What we're dealing with is a number of individual reservoirs in the sense of separate stratigraphic sands. And the well in 23 did not encounter the sand that is producing to the north, which is the A sand. It did encounter the B sand, which is the target objective for this prospect. Whether it should be, we should be considered part of Dickinson Field, or I don't know. I do know that Davis Butte is producing from the A sand, not the B sand. So it is a separate reservoir from our stated objective.
Okay.
So we are sitting between two fields.
But in these existing fields around, surrounding the Dickinson area, hasn't it became aware that the both the A and the B sand, the wells will not drain 320 acre spacing?
I don't know. We would not have any objections to requesting or coming back and requesting the permission for a second well on a 320 if the engineers could demonstrate that we would recover commercial reserves out of it.
Okay, that's all.
Anything further?
Pardon? We have one case. I think we just should go ahead with it.
Okay. Next case on the docket is case